Okay, I guess it's official.
Yeah, welcome everyone to the Thinking Podcast online.
All right.
We decided to start doing this because I've moved and maybe it's easier. I think it's easier.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean I haven't got to rely on driving to you or you to me.
Yeah, so that's quite good. Piggy only just woke up. I don't know if you can tell. I woke up at 6:30, because
Half six.
there was a discipline to have a routine. Piggy woke up at
Man.
11. I sent him a message at what time? Let me just see what time I sent
Think
him.
he sent me one at 9.
Okay, the first message I sent him after saying to him last night to be up because we're doing one in the morning
Oh, what's up in the
was
morning?
9:20. Next one was at 10:23, the next one at 10:40, and he said morning at 11:04. So here we are, 11:24, finally rolling.
I'm not wrong though, it's still morning.
Well, only just. So Piggy, it's been a little while. What's going on in your life?
I booked a holiday to Iceland.
You've officially booked it.
Not officially in turn, but like it's planned and everything. I've just got to go to Deben on Friday and book it.
So you lied.
Well, in my mind it's booked.
Okay, what is it? Iceland.
Iceland, yeah, 5 days in Iceland. I
And how
think
much is
five
it going
to
to cost?
Pardon?
How much is it going to cost?
Well, we haven't worked out the full pricing in terms of when we get there, because obviously Icelandic currency is its own thing. So I need to work out the exchange from that.
Yeah.
But and it depending, it, yeah, in terms of the extras, I think it's going to be it'll
Pounds
be over.
in British pounds, though.
Oh yeah, oh, I thought you wanted an Icelandic currency. Sorry. No, I don't know, it'd be a foul over 1,000.
Okay.
I don't know the exact numbers because, it depends on like who you're flying with, and until we get like book it, we'll have an actual.
Because we've had this conversation before, what's the capital of Iceland that you're going to go see?
You know what? I've actually forgotten.
Really?
Yeah,
It's with an R.
I know what it is. I'm just trying to avoid saying it.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Reykjavik?
No.
Wreck my bitch? I don't
No. Try one more.
know. Reykjavik.
No.
Rika Chief.
No.
We could do.
Reykjavik.
Just saying. Oh, okay.
Try it now.
Reykjavik.
Didn't listen to it. Okay, well, so Piggy's going on holiday. You got any fun stories that you've had happen recently? Anything funny?
Funny stories that's
You are
happened
Piggy, so
recently.
realistically, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I guess it's just perception. I don't really know anything though that's worth saying. It's been quite bit like just work, nothing. Although, I had a few, we went to the golf club for Will's party thing, and I absolutely destroyed that dance floor.
Yeah, you did.
Tell you what, I went to a wedding in Somerset before that. And I danced so hard that the next day I felt like an old man. Like I was so stiff. My legs and my back were killing me that morning.
Funny thing was about the golf club one was how just how sweaty you were.
Oh, no, yeah, I was tired. Like I probably went full fr That's usually how it happens. I go full throttle and then just don't stop and end up just basically probably losing like loads of like. Like I'm basically like creating my own sauna effect. I exert myself so much, I just lose so much water.
Yeah, gross.
Yeesh.
Right, so that's a small talk out of the way. If you had £1,000 to spend right now, what would you do with it?
1,000 pounds to spend right now. Smart money would be to invest, but there's not really anything you can. Well, yeah. I think, to be honest, I would just probably spend it on something like commercial, like maybe a holiday.
That's so like generic.
Well, yeah, but what do you want me to
I'm
say?
looking
That I'm going to
for
buy
a,
a
I want to
pink
buy a watch. I'm going
bake
to go buy
oven?
this. I want you to come out with specifics.
Specifics.
Do you say makeup as an example there?
I was using that. Yeah. Let's just gloss. I don't know, 1,000. Oh, maybe a dog.
You buy a dog.
Yeah.
So random.
You asked for random, so don't expect not to be any. I don't. That would probably be the one. Yeah, maybe a car, but then cars cost more than 1,000 now, so it would most likely be a dog.
Great.
Yeah. Where are your views on cats?
They're right, some of
I
them.
don't know. I'm really weary around cats.
Well, some of them aren't.
I think it's for me, it's the fact that you get the experience. People say, oh, cats, you know, they scratch you sometimes. And like, there's the unpredictability of a cat, which I think worries me.
Yeah, I think cats are only unpredictable when they're fucking weird cats. Like, say, like my sister's got two cats and they love
And
them.
brother,
Yeah.
yeah, I was saying your Attenborough like
Yeah.
knowledge right there.
Yeah. Well, my sister's got two cats and they're lovely.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm learning. Yeah, I've got no exposure to cats because we've never been allowed to have them because my pop's allergic.
Lol.
He goes, yeah, which is funny because he wasn't originally. They used to have cats, and then one day he just ended up looking like he ate loads of marshmallows, and his face just went wide.
Your face went what?
Wide. His face like just elongated.
Which way?
Vertical. He just had a really long face.
He walk into a bar?
Oh yeah, it was a nightmare. Every time he had to go to a World Heritage like building, he kept hitting the wooden beams. I'll tell you what, the other day
Missed
actually,
my joke that I made there.
what was the
I
joke?
said, could he walk into a bar? Do you know the
Oh,
classic line is a horse walks into the bar, the barkeeper says,
sorry.
why long ways?
Okay. I think I sort of, I remember I sent a meme, I think, like years back, and it was a horse walks into a bar, farmer says, why the long face? The horse
Farmer,
not being.
what's the farmer doing in the bar?
How many farmers do you know? They're always in bars,
Okay, right, carry
I
on.
think, after day's work. No, anyway, a horse walks into a bar, and the barman, that's the
Yeah.
line, says, why the long face? And it's something like the horse not being, like, being not con. Not having a conscience, just shits on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I once did horse riding when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had
Yeah.
a, I don't know what species, but it was a white horse and it was
You ride
called
the horse,
Pluto.
the horse ride, yeah.
Well, traditionally, you ride the horse, but in this case, I did a lot of piggybacks.
Okay, it was a white horse called what?
I think they called it Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting quite good at it. And
Because it was really small and very far away.
yeah, some people claimed it might have been a dwarf horse, but for legal reasons, we couldn't really state.
What's your favorite joke?
Oh, there's one joke I've got because it's like just so ridiculous, I guess.
Yeah.
That I like, I find it quite funny, and I might have mentioned it in the past. So there's these three men, and they're wandering in the desert or whatever. They're somewhere remote is the point, and they end up just finding an old lamp, like buried. So they pick it up, rub the lamp. A genie pops out, as you expect,
As you
and
expect,
G
of
yeah, everyone knows that. Find an old lamp, you rub it, genie.
course.
Anyway. So the genie comes and says, right, you know the deal. I'm going to give you three wishes. You can't ask for more than three. And so the first man says, okay, I want to have like 100 trillion, I want a large sum of money. And the guy's like, okay, yep, done. Goes on to the second guy. The second guy says, I want to be the richest man in the world. Says, right, yep, you're the richest man in the world. Third guy says, right, I want my left arm to spin, like to constantly be spinning forever. And he's like, okay, done. So then second guy says, right, I want, the first guy goes, I want the most beautiful woman in the world to be my wife. And he's like, yep, done. Second guy says, right, I want all beautiful women to fall in love with me, like have sexual urges for me. He's like, yep, yeah, okay, done. Right guy, third guy says, right, I want you to do what you did for my left arm now with the right. So I want that to always be constantly spinning and waving. He's like, yep, yeah, okay, done. Genie then comes to the first guy, says, right, what do you want? And the first guy says, I want to be healthy. I don't want to have any dis like be immune to diseases. It's like, yep, yeah, okay. Second guy comes, says, I want to live forever. I want to be immortal. It's like, right, okay, done. Third guy says, I want my head to spin 360 degrees for all of time. And the genie's like, right, okay, done. So, and then anyway, the guys, they all depart, get on with their lives, and they all come back. And the first guy's like, you know, I'm pretty happy. Even though I've not made some great financial choices, I'm still really rich, and my wife is amazing in bed and so on. And I've not had any diseases. And then the third, second guy comes, says, yep, no matter what I do, I'm always the richest man. And yes, your wife is a freak in the sheets. Then the third guy comes with his arms spinning and his head spinning around, and he goes, guys, I think I fucked up. So fucking ridiculous.
That's also funny. It took you like 5 minutes to tell that story.
Hey, I had to. Yeah, I know what I like about it as well is the fact that they all go after they get the wishes. They all go and carry on their lives. So that third guy, for God knows how many months, he's just got his arms and head spinning around and trying to explain it every time he sees someone.
Oh dear. So I see something in the background of your photo. I don't think I'm going to make this is obviously an audio podcast, so I don't think anyone's going to see this. But there's like a little head, a ceramic head. What's that?
Oh, the Toby mugs.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, I can actually show you what they are, which is funny because it's an audio format, so you can't. But they're like that. They're like little mugs with faces, basically.
Okay.
People collect them.
Do you drink out of it?
They're not, well, you can, but they're more really for like
They're more
sort of to
collectible.
look at. Yeah.
Are they expensive?
It can be, but they're not really, to be honest. I think that the ones you really want to go for are like the Roll Daltons. They're like the best ones. They used to be made. Used to be made a lot in. Oh fuck! I always is it Stoke-upon-Trent, Stoke-Avon? I don't know.
What do you mean? Why are you struggling to say that?
I'm trying to remember the correct way of saying it because I always say it wrong. But I think it's Stoke-upon-Trent.
It is Stoke-on-Trent. I know exactly how you say it wrong. Do you want me to tell you how you say it wrong?
Yeah.
You call it Stockingham-Trent.
That's it.
Yeah, which is obviously wrong.
I
Quite.
think it sounds better like that.
Okay. So you're going on holiday to Reykjavik with your
I'm going with my pop this time. We were meant to go to Egypt, but I basically chickened out because I wasn't sure if I would get time off work.
Yeah,
Whereas
for
this
sure.
time, yeah. Which I'm annoyed about. So sort of a redemption arc in a way. I've booked this, and I'll just tell people I'm off that time and get it booked, which is in like it's going to be in April, so I've got it. I can easily just get that booked.
Yeah.
So
And you
yeah,
mentioned yesterday that you're going on holiday again
possibly.
with your girlfriend.
I was going to go originally to Malta, but then we looked at like pricing and such, and it also turned out that even though cause we got like a book that's got all these sort of holidays you can look at,
Yeah.
basically then I looked online to actually get more because it wasn't very detailed on like an itinerary and all that, so we looked online and it turned out it was actually more than what it like the duration was longer than it said, so we can't do that, but we're looking at Northern Cyprus.
Is this you and your girlfriend? Yeah.
No. It's possibly a family holiday.
Okay.
It's possibly a family holiday.
All your family.
Yeah, second cousins.
Oh, then it's a party.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're basically just going to book the whole of Northern Cyprus,
All
which
these
is
pigs and that sheep start turning up. Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
where's
Uncle Jeff?
Uncle Jeff? Oh, he decided to come by John Deere tractor again. What a surprise. Don't know how he got that through an island, onto an island, but there you go. Yeah.
Great. Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'd be lovely, actually. Hopefully it'd be nice weather as well.
Yeah.
But it's funny, actually, because I was looking on holidays and you end up just, you know, they give you the book, they gave me a book to look through, and I ended up going, oh, I want to go there. I want to go there. It's like one I was really interested in was Morocco and the Sahara Desert.
Sahara.
Sahara, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So we've obviously not spoken in a long time, really, except from last night. How's your, because last time we spoke on here, I believe, we were talking about getting a bike and doing more fitness stuff. How's that going?
Oh, yeah, actually, I've been using the bike quite a lot now, to
Yeah.
be honest. Yeah, because it's been nice weather, so I've been going out and using it and stuff. I think I've bought a bike rack, and I expended my purchases on it. I've got like a little water bottle thing now, you know, to hold it. Because that's my other problem. I ended up just cycling and then just get home and be so dehydrated. So yeah, I bought that, and it's been good actually, to be honest. But I'm looking forward to doing it on like sort of off seasons, as it were, like November and that kind of time, where it's just no cars. Because that's the thing that it's funny, really. When you're driving, cyclists annoy me because obviously you're going so slow. And then, but when I'm and
Funny
then
cyclist.
it's the opposite way around when I'm on the bike, cars annoy me
As soon,
because.
yeah, so I am exactly the same because I got a road bike like this weekend, and I used it to go to from where I'm living now to like the other side of London,
Yeah.
and it was great. It was really
I was
good.
going to say, what is cycling like in London? Because I think there's this perception that it's quite chaotic because of
Well,
London traffic can
I
be.
imagine if you went in rush hour, it would be. I'm not traveling
Yeah.
in rush hour. That was just like a Sunday.
Right.
No one was really about. There were a few people, but generally it was quite quiet. And my maps took me down quieter roads, which I liked. It's
Oh,
nice.
nice.
But yeah, it was quite fun actually. Like there I am on this like single gear bike, just like smashing past all these line bikes. Hilarious. But it's good fun.
Oh wow, man, that's awesome. Yeah, so look, been doing my cycling, and gone to a gym, but the gym I've gone for, even basically we sort of went for it because it was because a friend of my dad's somehow owns a gym. I don't understand, but anyway, the timing of it is so weird. Like they finish, I think on weekends. They close at like something ridiculous. Yeah, Saturdays they close on like 4 o'clock, and then on Sunday they close at 1 o'clock. And I yeah, and then if it's not like a bank holiday or weekends, they close at 8.
Oh.
That's really, which is, you know, really early.
Yeah. That
And
sucks.
so, yeah, so I'm looking at other places. I was considering Deben, the one in Woodbridge, because there's a because then I already access to the pool,
Yep.
and I
It's
quite
close
enjoyed.
as well.
It's ask yeah, and I've heard the gym's usually quite good, but and then I'm thinking because I've now got my blue light card.
Yeah, discount even too. Blue light card.
Oh, good. Okay, that was the other thing I need to look into. But Pure Gym, I know, have quite good like discounts on the blue light. And also, because it's Pure Gym, it's going to be really well equipped.
Do they have a pool?
No.
I think you should go for Devon, man.
Yeah.
Not just because they've got a pool, but also the gyms are actually pretty good. Not that I've used it.
Are you still swimming?
Yep.
Well, okay.
I've been trying to go fairly as often as I can. It's quite difficult because there's you need a membership to go in anywhere in London. The ones you don't need memberships, which are Lido's, I've gone to a couple of times now and they're quite fun, but they are quite cold sometimes and busy, and you have to book ahead, otherwise it's fully booked. So I've gone a
Yeah.
couple times, but it's funny, so like, talking about this, I literally just did gym membership this morning for the
Oh, wow.
corner from me. I've not looked at it, I've not tried it yet, but I just thought, fuck it, I'll get a membership, then I'll have to go. It's got a
Yes,
pool,
sir.
I can use a gym as well. And with my membership, I can, I think it's like I can use the ones in the area as well. So, not
It's not just limited to the one.
just limited to one, no. So it's quite good, really. But yeah, it's just something. But not, sorry, not doing it as much as I want to. And like, I feel like I'm only like maintaining, I'm not progressing. And like, I gained all that weight, and now like, I'm just sort of stagnant, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I get your meaning.
But hopefully cycling will give me some muscles. And so I mean, the thing is, I just need to eat more. And now I'm living by myself, I need to prepare to have food to eat. And I don't really have lots of food to eat yet. So
Yeah. How are you finding it being on your own?
it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's something to get used to, obviously. Currently it's okay. I've not, because I only moved in like 2 days ago, all I've experienced is getting, sorry if you can hear that, but can you hear that banging? No, someone's just like building outside. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, all I've experienced really is like sort of moving in on day one, getting my Xbox set up, and then just spending time
Oh,
outside.
nice. Get the essentials.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, and then work as well will be different, because I obviously won't be here as much. But yeah.
Oh. Pretty cool, man.
You've
Well,
been
what would you do?
keeping
Sorry?
up with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, last week I didn't, to be honest, purely because it ended up being busy. And like I worked three shifts back to back, so I was knackered. And then I did it, but it was my own, well, it wasn't my fault, but I wanted to go for a social with work, and I couldn't. And originally I was working that day, so I swapped it for a Tuesday, which meant I had three shifts back to back.
Yeah.
But I went to the
That's
social,
good.
which was good, to be honest, because I got it was just we actually saw some people who left, like who retired or moved to another ward. So it was good, actually. I don't regret it, really. Went there, and we went to oh fuck, where was I can't remember the name of the place, but it was in Ipswich near the bus station, like near Crown Pools. And it's basically you go there, and then there's like it's kind of like a service station in many ways. You go then it's like, oh, there's a place to do curries, there's a place that do like pizzas, there's a place that do ramen and all that. And you go in and then put your order, and then they give you like a pager.
Oh yeah, nice.
And then you just sit down, chat, and wait for your thing to go. D-d-d-d-d-d-d.
Just like
Yeah. I've got a very jazzy one. It kept just playing loads of Miles Davis, but for some reason.
that.
But yeah, so did that. That was quite. Yeah, the food wasn't too bad, to be honest. But I think it was for what you got. It was quite good. So yeah, we went there, and then I literally then had training, which I spoke to you about on Friday, which is mad because it's training. Because we're going paperless in the hospital, which is crazy because you wouldn't think that we would be still using
2025.
paper. But yeah, so we had to do that and getting all that sorted. And then, yeah, worked last night, then worked the other night.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this week, because I've got some time off, like I might go today and probably tomorrow as well, go gymming
Yeah.
or at least cycling.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. I can't tell because my blood, because you can tell I'm just working on my blinds are
Mine's still
still
crossed.
down.
I bet
But from your
you're wearing
screen,
a
it
shirt.
looks
You're
nice.
wearing a shirt, but I bet you're not even wearing any pants.
Okay. Actually, I don't know if you can.
Oh, it's a pajama top. It's a
Yeah,
pajama. It's a very
and
thick
bottoms.
pajama top.
And bottoms.
At the end of summer, but also it's 26 today. So there he is.
Well, you know, I remember when I wore like my, what was it? I think I had Jake around mine once, and I was wearing woolly like pajamas and like big fixed socks. And it was summer. It was probably, it was about this. I think it was actually a bit hotter. I think it was in the 30s.
I can smell your room right now. I can. Is your window open? No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that changes it. But
But
I can
I'm
still.
very conscious of my room odor
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Always have the windows open, which sometimes is great, which is great because it means it doesn't, you know, smell, but it does mean I keep waking up in the middle of the night, so things being knocked over. So it's just one winter where I open the main window, as it were, it's just nothing there. But no, anyway, back to the anecdote. So yeah, and Jacob was sleeping, I think, in like his t-shirt and shorts, whatever, just paint a picture. And he was, and I was going, oh God, it's so cold. And Jacob like trying to like taking his shirt off and that, he's like sweating, he's
Insane.
got like hardly any duvet on.
Stanky.
Yeah,
Don't know how you do it.
I don't know. But that being said, there's when I used to work at the butcher's, there was a person there who always wore shorts. He always would wear a t-shirt, shorts and sandals. I remember, what, a couple years back when it was like snowing, and he was still walking around in shorts, t-shirts, and sandals. I just think that's mad.
So on a brief aside, Formula One.
Right.
We're currently in the summer break.
Okay.
We've got a few weeks till race, I think.
Yeah, Sanford. Yeah, this week, I think.
But Cadillac are joining the sport, and it's almost confirmed
Yeah,
that
I've seen this.
Christian Horny Horner as team
Yeah,
principal,
said
Valtteri
it would.
Bottas and Sergio Perez.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
thought
mate, all they need is a good car and they've won. They're not going to have a good car. It's going to be terrible. But how epic is that lineup?
that's good. I don't know if it's they're gonna win as good,
No, it'll take a couple of years. But, like, from
because
what
like you look at like
I've
Sergio. I mean,
heard, Sergio's great. No, Carlos.
Sergio's great. I've maybe it's hard. It's he's a hard one to sort of say, to talk much on because of his recent performance. It's really hard to say if it was him or the car, but it looks like it was the car.
That was definitely the car.
Bottas,
He's also
same. It's sort of, basically,
they're
I'm
both
guessing
in very
saying they
fast.
both haven't really been in competitive cars,
Yeah.
but they are
But they're
still.
the second most experienced drivers on the grid.
Yeah, they are, which is mad.
So
But I'll tell you, simply put, the approach that Cadillac had done is the way they should do it, because
absolutely.
there was obviously rumors, oh, they might get some IndyCar driver or NASCAR driver, you know, or they might go for some young American. There's a point of, and I get it, yeah, you want it to be, you know, you want to say, oh, we want to boast that we are American team and we're
American
full
team.
American, but realistically, no. And then I guess the only two ways they could have done it was we take a risk on young potential talent and we learn and grow together, or we sort of try to get the best results that we can early on by getting people with experience, which is what they've done. And I'm not, I said, I think I mentioned it that Horner was going to go into Cadillac.
I think he said it, but it was like a rumor a long time ago, right?
It was when he got announced that he got fired, which is still insane.
Yeah, no one even knows why.
No, I mean, yeah, there was loads of potential rumors on the politics, but you'll never know.
Got 10 minutes left of this Zoom call.
Right, okay. Yeah, Cadillac's great because they've got two experienced rookies and a team principal who has proven to know what he can do. They won't have the
That's
best
actually
car.
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, here's a shout. Rookie of the year thus far.
Rookie of the year, rookie of the year, rookie of the year.
All right.
Colapinto. No.
I think I've scored a point.
No, I think probably Fernando Alonso.
Yeah. I saw an interview when they interviewed the rookies at the start of the season, and Antonelli made a joke and said,
I saw that.
"Oh, it must be Fernando Alonso," and they all just the interviewer didn't know who she was. Like,
Yes,
no.
you get the joke. No, I think
Yeah,
I'd personally say Isaac Hadjar.
he's had the most impressive so far. I think in my mind, it's between him and potentially Bortoletto. If Bortoletto starts his current trajectory.
I just think they're all done quite well, really. I mean, the ones that are still standing, of course.
Yeah, because I mean, Alpine, that's a shit show. They're bringing a.
Lawson is doing okay. He's just nothing amazing.
He's not really a rookie,
Kieran,
though, in my
well,
eyes.
Colapinto is kind of on the
Washed.
edge. It's not looking great. But for the guys like Hadjar, Antonelli, Gabby, they're looking good.
Yeah, they are. Because, I mean, they're, yeah. People say, oh, Kimi's, the reason he's done got the results he has is because he's in the best car, which is true. You can't, but he's also had, and he's had some difficulties. But I
He's still
think,
pretty good, isn't he, to drive?
but the fact, well, yeah, but I think the fact that it's, this is sort of the thing that people are kind of forgetting. They're rookies. They have 1 year. They at least have 1 year to prove, to get comfortable. And then it's basically, then we start saying next year, who's the best out of these? But no, it's looking good. I think we've got some good drivers actually, like genuinely some good drivers now.
Yeah, I
I'm
think so.
thinking, well, you know what I mean? New ones.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Colapinto gets washed and they bring in Paul Allen. Is that Paul Allen?
Don't
Who,
know that.
yeah. He's Alpine's reserve driver currently.
Right.
He was in he drove in the F2 at the same time as like Gabby and Antonelli and Hadjar as a rookie. So he's they're all sort of gone up together into F2. But he was for a long time looking like he was going to win it, and then basically he had car troubles and bad strategy.
Right.
So he's a good driver, is my point. And he's with Alpine at the moment, but the way that Alpine's fucking structured and the fact they've got the worst car on the grid,
Yeah, it's not looking good, is it?
you know,
I do think all the cars look fairly competitive, mostly.
it's meant to be the most competitive. It's maybe the closest the cars have been in
People are
F1
saying
history.
actually that
Like,
Cadillac's going
you're,
to be really far behind, like really far.
yeah, because I mean, you got Audi coming in, and.
Yeah,
Obviously,
they'll be basing off Sauber, won't they? So it's not like
that's my point. Audi are coming in. I mean, the only thing that Audi will have trouble with is the fact they're making their own engine.
are they making it for next year?
Yeah, they're making their own engine.
Right.
They're making their own engine. So, and there was potential that they wanted originally to get another team on board, but I think because uncertainty. No one's took the bait.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're making their own team. They're basically, aren't they? They're taking Sauber, making their own engine, got a strong lineup that they're secured for another 2 years. So they could be good. It all depends on, and it's new regulations, so they could go in blind and still be competitive.
So I think
Same with Cadillac.
let's wrap that up there. We've got
Yeah.
5 minutes left. Piggy, we've got 5 minutes. Describe your penis.
I'd like to think of it more as a performer than a looker.
And it's never performed.
Yeah, it's still at the end, like curves downward, like a hook. Okay, I really hope my mum finishes the podcast before she hears about my penis, but can't have everything.
Probably our only loyal listener is your mum.
That's so sad.
We're basically doing this for your mum so she can check up on how you're doing. Speaking of your mum, she knew more about my move than you did.
Well, I knew you were moving. You mentioned it a while back. But yeah, she's seen more in contact with you than anyone. And Will. She talks to Will a lot.
Yeah.
I should just like have my mum be my source of gossip.
She's like the
Like just by
sole
proxy.
descendant of the Ellis family.
Yeah. Oh, my mum's a gossip. Bloody hell. She talks to pretty much, she talks to everyone in the family.
Imagine
Like if there's anything that needs
talking to
organizing.
everyone in the family, God.
I know. I mean, you've got cross-eyed Jim. Don't want to look at that into that. You know, you've got slightly deaf Pat.
And you got a hot cousin.
I've got a cousin. She's currently in China.
China.
Yeah, she did like a whole. She's basically done a whole gap year.
Gap
So yeah, so she's done like the sort of. She did Thailand and Indonesia. I think she's missed Vietnam, which and Cambodia, which I'm a bit annoyed about.
Yeah, go and have a go for it.
Yeah, but she went to China, which I think is brave.
I want to go to China.
I do as well. I think it's the whole, you know,
The Chinese
communism.
are way cooler than we give them credit for.
I think it's because of the way that it's because of how the government's run is what puts people off.
Yeah.
And the whole sort and the Chairman Mao movement still has a bitter taste for some people.
And the actual people in China, I've seen some like good stuff. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I have to, and be honest, yeah, I want to go for the culture and the history as well. And it's maybe, and it's beautiful as well. Maybe a beautiful place.
You know, I was looking a couple months ago at where I could do a great road trip to, either
Yeah.
southern tip of Africa or China.
Oh, sh yeah.
Both present hurdles, right?
Yeah.
Africa, because it's obviously Africa, there's not great road connections unless the ones that are built by Chinese. There's a lot of civil war, there's a lot of unrest. Equally, if you drive to China, you've got to go through the Middle East, Russia, you know, none of it particularly very good. But
No.
turns out going to the southern tip of Africa would actually be easier than China because you can't get a foreign car into China.
No, they're all, aren't they?
Something to
Domestic.
do with like weird travel documentation
I
things.
reckon it's probably some sort of. I wouldn't be surprised if it's some sort of legal reason. I reckon it's so that they can keep up like domestic, like you know, trade as it were. Like, oh, we're sufficient because we all have our own cars.
Like you can't even drive your own car. It's crazy.
No, you have to like, and then you've got. See, so yeah, I'm trying to think of the team. The team you got, is it BAC? No, that's a British team.
What are you
You
talking
got
about, car brand?
BI BYD, I think, isn't
Yeah,
it?
Build Your Dreams. What a terrible name for a car brand. I mean, there are certain things that, you know, we can swear, you know, we do better than the Chinese, but China's cooler than we give it credit for. Right, 1 minute left, Piggy. Sing us a song about your life recently. Go.
Work, 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 work. Wank. Work, 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 work.
Is that it?
Oh, it was. It's fun to be a boy. Skipping and singing and cycling. Been listening to a podcast about a bear that served in the World War with the Polish
Oh, you
military.
listened to that like 6 months ago, but whatever.
Oh, mate, I jump back to podcasts. If they're interesting, like I'm listening to one that I listened to a while back
30
about
seconds.
history's greatest monkeys.
Great. History Greatest Monkeys. Okay, well, we'll come back to that next time. Thank you for joining us all. And we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, cheerio.